This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am so happy, excited, exuberant, over the top, overjoyed to be a conservative in America. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I call myself a conservative, but I'm really a pragmatist. I'm so happy to be a pragmatist who proudly supported Donald Trump. Once he got out of the primaries, I told everybody, whoever makes it, I will support. But I was never more happy to throw my support behind a guy who fought 16 other candidates, highly qualified individuals for the most part, came out of the gauntlet, and then went on to kick the living daylights out of the entire Democrat apparatus. I'm talking about Donald Trump, Donald Justify Trump, the Triple Crown winner, the guy who beat the media, the guy who beat the DNC, the guy who beat, what was that third one? Pull the Rick Perry. Yeah, the guy who beat the media, the guy who beat the DNC, and the guy who defeated the new world order, the one globalization of that all the world being against him. Every day, Donald Trump gets up and says, I don't give a crap what's going on in the world. Oh, don't look at me like that. I was playing. It was Rick Perry. I was doing a Rick Perry moment for the audience. God, producers, they can just interrupt you. What was I saying? Now, think about it. Donald Trump proves to the world. He's like, look, I don't care what you think. I don't care what whatever your preconceived notions are about the United States. I don't really care. You want to know why? We're the most loving, giving, philanthropic, supportive country on the planet. We show it year after year, day after day. I just got the stats. We gave away, I think they said $400 billion. It's a crazy number. Charles Payne came out with it. I dare any country to match us. I dare all the countries in the world to come together and match us in our philanthropy. I'll get it out. I dare them. It's a great day, every single day, as a pragmatist, a conservative pragmatist, to wake up and say, I don't care about your LGBT issues. I want you to live the best life you can live and stop infringing your peccadilloes on everybody else. We all have them. So it's a great day to wake up being free, unencumbered of all the nonsense. Leftists, on the other hand, can't wake up feeling that way. Happy New Year, by the way, to the audience. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. I know what time it is, what day it is. Father's Day coming up. Happy Father's Day to me early. My birthday coming up. Happy birthday to me early. You want to give me presents for any of them? Promote our work. Get two of your friends to come over and check us out, and then get two of their friends to do it. Just commit to that. Tell them how to get the downloads on Spreaker, kjradio.com. Call us at 844-551-8255. And tell people about teapartycommunity.org. Get them to join. That's how you can help. To wake up an ideological Democrat in the time of Trump must be pure hell. The era of Donald Trump. Not because Democrats aren't winning, because we're all winning. It's because Democrats love chaos. They love pain. They are masochist. That's why they liked Obama. He fit their ideological description. Beat them down. And also because they're elitist. Most of them are immune to the pain. You want to know why? Because we feel their pain. We finance it. So by default, they transfer that pain back to us. And then they complain on our behalf as they continue to kick us in the you-know-whats every single day. Not anymore. Drying up. The money pit's drying up. Donald Trump's going to work on every aspect of what these clowns do, how they've defeated us, and it's starting to change. And I don't put my faith in him, but you know what I put my faith in? The people that he's putting in charge. By the way, Larry Kudlow, I didn't speak about him. Larry had a heart attack. Hope he's well, as his wife tweeted out that Larry's doing fine. So Godspeed to him. I'm sure there were people on the left wishing for his death. What a kick in the gut for you leftists to wake up daily and watch the legacy of Obama get destroyed. See, you're bought in on that legacy. The man you put so much faith in, is his policies are being dismantled, and you can't even enjoy it. You, ironically and hypocritically, can't enjoy the best thing that's happened to you, Donald Trump, because it would wreck your lives. Can I get an amen? I love the idea that these people are having to come to grips with themselves, have a come to Jesus meeting if they believe in Jesus or any other religion for that matter, but have to come to grips with the idea that maybe they aren't the smartest people in the room. Maybe you are. Maybe all these things that have happened. Look, I'm not putting my eggs in the Summit basket. I get it. South Korea, the Kim Jong-un said, I'm going to denuclearize. One meeting. Trump has a partial meeting. Look, hey, Kim, good to meet you, man. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you showing up. We want to do great things with you. You game? I'm game, Don. All right, man. Please call me Justify. And they went on their way. Kim Jong-un is seeing the world for the first time outside of his little bubble, and he's going, you know what? I like what I see. I want to bring that to my country. And props to Dennis Rodman for making it happen. Look, we're going to talk about this for a little while because it's going to be in the news because of denuclearization. And I'm going to get to what the left said about this summit, by the way. I want to talk about that a little bit because they don't want to give any credit. I promise you, if Barack Obama did this, they would say, and look at the Republicans are saying he doesn't deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. We knew it was in him. We knew he could do it. That's what they'd be talking about. They'd be talking about how this is unprecedented. Never, in a good way. It has never happened. Who would have believed he could do it? Let me tell you, the people that were talking about Donald Trump with this, man, I'm gonna blow your mind in a minute when we get into this real deeper discussion of this. Not because I want to talk about it any further. It's a win, no matter how you slice it. Now, it'll be in the news as implementation. But you know what I'm really looking forward to? I'm really looking forward to seeing North Korea make strides. I'm really looking forward to seeing Americans saying, we want to go and experience North Korea. And they embrace the public, the travelers that are coming in. And people go to that country to have fun and to see the culture. I can't wait for that. It's probably going to take a decade to make it happen, but it's coming. And the left are so afraid. Let me tell you. This is one of the biggest things that's negative for them going into the midterms. They did not want to see Trump succeed. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bit of trivia came out of Singapore. Interesting, at least to me. I don't know, in a crazy sort of way. But Kim Jong-un, they said, brings his own toilet when he travels. I'm talking the entire apparatus. Here's the article. It was in The Blaze. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un arrived in Singapore on Monday, was met with celebrity treatment. He also apparently arrived with his own toilet in tow. Wait, his own toilet? According to the Chosunilbo, I don't know what that is. Oh, one of South Korea's largest newspapers. Kim's people brought a toilet with their supreme leader to, quote, deny determined sewer divers insights into the supreme leader's stools. They don't want people going into the plumbing and getting Kim Jong-un's stools. What, does he have worms or something? I don't understand that. Is it going to be something about his diet? Could we determine, does he have cancer? Is he going to be around? What would you want to do that for? I mean, I know there are crazy people out there. There are leftists in every country. And dumpster diving is one thing. Sewer diving, a whole other thing. They said he brought his own toilet when he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the demilitarized zone, village of Panmunjom. This is according to the New Yorker. USA Today reported that it's not unusual for Kim to bring his own toilet with him during travels away from home. You know why I think he does that? Because when he travels within Korea, maybe they don't have toilets. And he's used to this. He's like, where's my toilet? And probably somebody there that, you know, pours water for the flush. I don't know. Keep in mind, this is not a well-traveled world dictator. It's not like he's staying at the Waldorf in the Plaza visiting New York to go see Hamilton or something. This dude hasn't done much. His traveling is inside of his country. I didn't even see anybody speculate on this. This is good stuff right here I'm giving you. He said he also brought his own pens and pencils with him. That they say that in itself is not extraordinary. Lots of people bring their own writing implements. But Kim did this so that there would be no fingerprints left behind. He also has his staff wipe down everything that he touches. That's a state of paranoia, man. He's like Jason Bourne. Stays at a hotel, you get up, he's sitting there staring at you, looking in the bed, and you're like, what's going on? He's like, I got up early, I wiped the place down. Except Kim Jong-un, he does it, has somebody do it for him. No fingerprints. I mean, for all, and you know what, in the state of paranoia that he must live in, I don't blame him. He probably understands the world. Like, he'll take your fingerprint and say, he pushed Trump's nuclear button while he was in Singapore. Oh! They said Kim was treated like a celebrity in Singapore. When Kim arrived in Singapore on a fleet of three Chinese planes, he was met with the type of welcome that a celebrity might receive. Kim toured attractions, took a smiling selfie with the Singapore foreign minister, was met with loud cheers. It was unclear exactly who the fans were, but some in the crowd shouted, Mr. Kim! Mr. Kim! We love you, Mr. Kim! That was probably Pelosi and Schumer. As Kim toured Singapore's Marina Bay Sands Hotel, which I presume is pretty nice, I did not stay there. When I was in Singapore, actually most of the travel throughout the Far East, I stayed in the Shangri-La hotel chain. And I'm going to tell you, it was nice. My home in Taiwan was a Shangri-La hotel room that was huge. I mean, it was big for a hotel room. Hotel rooms might be what? 400, 500 square feet if you're lucky. This place was probably, no exaggeration, 1,200 square feet. When you entered, you rang the doorbell. Okay, it had a doorbell. Because it was so big, I couldn't hear you if I was in certain areas. So, ding dong, and I'd get up out of my room, my bedroom, walk through my living room, come out into my foyer area, and open the door. Look through the peephole and go, oh. And then, if I had made a left instead of going to the door, I'd go down the hallway to my marble bathroom. I mean, this place was as big as a spa. I'm not even exaggerating it. I could have had 10 people in my bathroom. And I was good looking, too, so I could have had 10. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 10 bad babes. But, yeah, it was huge. And I had a huge closet. I mean, it was great. They stored my liquor. They put my name on it. I didn't have to drink rot gut at the bar. Had a little thing up at the top said, Mr. Jackson. And I could put my, you know, my classic rums and whatever else up there. And I'd say, yeah, let me have a, you know, one of my, you know, liquors. Like a whiskey. I could bring up down one of my whiskey, smooth whiskey. I'm not a scotch drinker. I like whiskey. But that's how it was. I can only imagine how they treated this guy at the Sands and the level of scrutiny of all the staff. And as I told you guys before, Singapore prides itself on being number one. That's a great neutral location to have any kind of a meeting. That's what they did. Anyway, I want to segue into how people were looking at this meeting. And you know what? I can't do it because we want to play this clip with Ed Henry and to do that. So Here, I'm going to finish talking a little bit about Singapore, because I talked about it earlier, that there's a lot of pride in it. They, almost everybody, people don't know this, almost everybody retires a millionaire in Singapore. The guy who controls Singapore, he makes investments with the money, and when you, you know, you, it's a high tax rate. It's like a, for you, you have to take out, I think it's 23% of your salary goes into this fund, and your company has to match it. So there's like almost half your salary every month going into a fund, and then it's managed by the king of Singapore. I think he's called the king. And everybody in Singapore practically retires a millionaire because this guy, you know, I don't know if he's a financial guru or if he's just playing the market or whatever, but he puts it in things that are very safe. You get your money out, boom. Singaporeans, they retire with a lot of dollars, boy. And because everybody was telling me when I was there, oh, well, we don't know what's going to happen when this man dies. He's probably dead now. But go look it up. You don't have to believe me. But most, from what I'm told, these Singapore, even basic laborers, because imagine 50% of everything you make, you can't touch it until you reach retirement age, and it goes into this, you know, and it goes, you know, you get it back at the end. But, and then how many people don't make it to retirement age? I don't know what that age is, but how many people don't make it? But the ones who do are rich. But they tax you, and the tax is based on making Singapore number one, and people buy into it, boy. It is a spree de corps over there for sure. Spirit of body.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to a new report from the Department of Justice Inspector General, FBI agent Peter Strzok assured his mistress and colleague Lisa Page that they would stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. This was all sent via text message. Senator John Kennedy, he's a Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says, enough is enough. Let's just get to the bottom of things here.
I just want the facts. I'm not interested in spin, speculation, rumor. I'm interested in the facts and getting them out in front of the American people. Some of the bacon-wrapped shrimp crowd here in Washington thinks the American people aren't smart enough to figure it out. They are.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And today, the New York Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against President Trump's charitable foundation, accusing him of using the foundation to aid his political campaign and cover his legal troubles. On Twitter today, President Trump said he would fight this lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
The Democrats' timeline. At the Olympics, North Korea is so charming, Trump is evil. 1 month ago, Trump-Kim summit will never happen. Last week, North Korea is evil, Trump's getting played. After Kim Jong-un agreed to complete denuclearization, doesn't mean anything. Just kind of giving you the rundown. There's a tweet by a guy named Tim. He went on tour with me for a little bit. But how does that sum it up for you? Because it certainly does for me. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, kjradio.com. That's how you can find us, follow us, or you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Susan Rice says Obama could have done what Trump did, but Kim wasn't ready to do so at the time. So basically, it's a good deal, but let's not credit Trump. He just happened to be president at the right time that the North Korean decided to denuclearize. Now, Dennis Rodman would differ with that. Dennis Rodman said 5 years ago, I took the same idea about working with North Korea to Obama. He wouldn't even listen to me. He brushed me off, is what Rodman said. And then he cried on air saying, you know, this is a monumental thing that's happened. I wanted it to happen sooner because he genuinely cares for this dude. He really has a friendship with Kim Jong-un. And feels like he's misunderstood. Look, I don't know whether it is or not. I know this. Like Rodman, I believe in friendship. And if the guy's misunderstood and Rodman feels like he needs a fair shake, listen to the man. Doesn't hurt. Barack Obama has a very uncanny way of ignoring blacks, doesn't he? He ignored Kanye West. He ignored Diddy. He ignored Rodman, we're just talking about here. He ignored Sly Sloan. I talked about this before. And letting Jack Johnson go free. He ignored many of the blacks who languish in prison over nonsense while he freed a bunch of Muslims. He freed a bunch of drug addicts, you know, and illegals, but he didn't free people that really deserved it. People serving sentences, long sentences, multiple years for pot, you know, smoking and whatever, had nothing to do with hurting anybody or whatever, just drug stuff. I think it's ridiculous. Something you could find in nature, get high on, or it could kill you. And somebody said, oh, well, you did that, well, I'm going to put you in jail. You stumbled upon a mushroom. That's an illegal substance. You know, why did you lick that toad? You're going to jail for 20 years. All right, man. Whatever you say, Barack. Because you're tripping. Ben Rhodes said in NBC how important it is to get inspections in nuclear agreements. The nerve of Ben Rhodes, the guy who put together the Iran nuke deal, says it is absolutely necessary to get inspections in nuclear deals, or what good is the deal? Man, here's Iran getting no inspections. Barack Obama delivering money in the dark of night, clearing a path for them to have banking relationships so they now have the ability to spread terror through the banking systems, and having denied that, guy should be in prison. One of my friends tweeted this, just checked various left Twitter feeds. Hillary Clinton, silence. Jeb Bush, silence. Comey, silence. Justin Trudeau, silence. John Brennan, silence. Barack Obama, silence. In the wake of the North Koreans saying, we are going to denuclearize. Now I think it's time to play the Ed Henry clip, because everybody was going, oh, what came out of it? It's not a big deal. It's just nothing but a bug. It was nothing but a publicity stunt, and North Korea got the best of it. Well, here's what we got.
This is a Fox News alert. This is Ed Henry live in Singapore. We now have breaking details about what is in this document that was signed by the president and Kim Jong-un. The document specifically spells out that Kim Jong-un now commits to, quote, complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I want to quote it directly. President Trump, the document says, committed to provide security guarantees to the DPRK, and Chairman Kim Jong-un reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So you're going to have critics coming out undoubtedly in the hours ahead saying that maybe this is not such a big deal.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. There you have it. Denuclearization. Do we have a ways to go on that? Of course we do. But if you think Trump's playing, if you think Trump's going to take up all the sanctions and give it all that stuff, it isn't going to happen. Now, he canceled the war games. Why not? That's just a big show of nothing. We don't need to show North Korea in partnership with South Korea what the U.S. military is capable of. By the way, Donald Trump could have easily gone into that session, taken some footage of missile systems that we have, some of the things that you don't get to see, we as regular citizens don't get to see, and said, look, it would be like Iron Man, you know, showing what his armaments are versus Hammer Industries, if you watch Iron Man. Yeah. Tony Stark says, look, here's what we got. Now, what do you have? That would have been enough for Kim Jong-un to go, oh, my gosh, even if I get a nuclear weapon, it doesn't matter. These guys can shoot it down. They got this. They got that. So, oh boy, it was a success. By any stretch of the imagination, he broke the ice. But he did more than break the ice, because they didn't even need a second day. But the LA Times called it a failure. The summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un is about to begin, even though the two sides remain far apart on critical issues. This is what they had written. I mean, this was after the summit. This was an article I read. They didn't even bother to update it. Y'all think I'm reading this in past tense. I'm telling you, they didn't even bother to update it. Lost amid last month's on-again, off-again missives was a crucial signal. North Koreans' first Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kim Ki-gwan, publicly rejected U.S. demands that the dictatorship rapidly, verifiably, and irreversibly abandon its nuclear arsenal before getting any rewards. Instead, he reiterated the long-standing demands for U.S. security and economic concessions in return for any constraint on Pyongyang's nuclear programs, and he affirmed that North Korea would not engage in unilateral disarmament. And then what did they do? They engaged in unilateral disarmament. Now, we gave them protections. The United States said, look, nobody's going to invade you. This will not be a Russia-Crimea thing. China is not coming in to invade you. South Korea doesn't even want you. Sorry to tell you, but your sister country down there is doing pretty well on its own. They don't want you. They say Trump strongly criticized preceding agreements with North Korea. He pulled out of what he called an insane Iran nuclear deal that sets a high bar for success at tonight's meeting. This was an old article when I read it. The meetings were done. They didn't even, the LA Times didn't even bother to update it. Now, here was the Daily Beast. The high-stakes diplomacy between the United States and North Korea has come to a wrap in Singapore. The summit, the first area sitting between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader, stayed mostly on script. But there's little question that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un got the better end of the bargain out of the meeting. For Donald Trump, like previous presidents, the prospect of setting North Korea along the path of disarmament remains remote. Now, this is after, and they now have announced that they're going to denuclearize. From the onset, they write, of the summit, which began with a much-anticipated first handshake between the two leaders at the Capella Hotel in Singapore, it became clear that no matter what, North Korea would walk away with an important propaganda coup. Yeah. From the arrangement of the flags to the seating arrangement at bilateral sessions, there was little to distinguish this summit from one between two countries that share a decades-old hostile relationship and do not afford each other diplomatic recognition. And yet, what did we come out with? Donald Trump saying, very successful. And Ed Henry saying, oh, by the way, they are going to denuclearize. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Now, Trump did a great job of level setting. Look, I don't know what's going to come out of this. We need to meet, talk, feel each other out, understand one another. And if I don't like what I hear, I'll get up and I'll walk out. No harm, no foul. Won't be mad at the man. You know, it's business as usual. But I am willing to walk away. And I'm telling you, Kim Jong-un wanted to make a deal. He wanted it. Rodman said it. Man, this dude, he's ready to become part of the world community. Out of the shadows. And you know what I bet part of it is? And I don't know. But I'll be honest with you. I think this is a pretty good reason. I think he's saying, look, I'm a dictator, and I've done bad things in order to make sure people understand that I'm the man. But I don't want to be this guy. I want to be a regular world leader. I want to be part of the world community. And if you'll bring me in, I'll show you that I deserve to be there. That's what I think Kim wanted to accomplish.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now. Now at 800-400-LUNG, we'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is a rumor afloat that the Democratic candidates all had to go meet with Obama, or a bunch of them did. They went to meet with Barack Obama, and they actually tell you where, like somewhere in Chicago, like in Hell's Kitchen, or you know, some location where he has his office. And Obama held court as the suitors to the crown passed by Barack Obama. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Asking Obama for help is like asking a buggy manufacturer to explain the new Teslas to you, right? Obama's not last year. He's not last decade. He's last century. Now, Obama still has a haughty sense of self. But I'm going to tell you something right now. This dude could never get elected again in America. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you disagree, contact me. See, leftists would never dare admit this, but Donald Trump will beat Barack Obama's bony butt, and he would do it easily. And I know there are many out there going, Kevin, are you serious? Do you think Barack Obama would have lost to Donald Trump in 2016? Do I look like I'm mincing my words? Well, I did just then. But no, I'm not. I firmly believe that Donald Trump would thrash Barack Obama if that election were held right now, and I believe he would have beat him in 2016. And in fact, he kind of did. Look, he's not like Romney. Trump is nowhere near like Romney. He would actually campaign. Yeah, he would actually campaign. And I know stylistically they would have been so different. Barack Obama would have been trying to be all polished in that, and Trump would have just exposed him. And the more he did, the more it would have made Barack Obama uncomfortable. And he would have tried to get more smooth. And the more smooth he tried to get, the worse it would have been. Yeah, I'm just telling you, Trump already beat Barack Obama. Just for the record, 2016 wasn't about Hillary Clinton. Don't let these people fool you. It was about Barack Obama. And Trump trashed Obama's death care. Remember that? Obamacare. Trump ran on, I will repeal this nonsense. This plan taxed Americans into oblivion, and it delivered absolutely nothing. People, including myself, were afraid to go to the doctor. Obamacare was so bad, we did a story of a couple who committed suicide because they couldn't get the care they needed. They lived in Chicago on like a six-story building. Both of them did a Louis off the building because that was the only thing they had left. Obamacare was supposed to prevent suicides. Go look at suicide stats during the era of Obama. They couldn't go to the doctor. Couldn't afford it. Then Trump attacked trade. Now, more recently, he said it's not just Obama's fault. But he attacked Obama on trade as well. And he campaigned on how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership was, TPP. And when he got elected, he proved it. Now, Trump continues to show how only a moron would allow a trade deficit of over $500 billion year after year. I give you Barack Obama, the king of the morons. In all, think about it, 8 years, minimum of $500 billion per year. So that's $4 trillion, and it was $800 trillion last year, you know, the last year of Obama's trade debt, you know, the time. So there were years where it was well over $500 billion. So it's easy to say that Barack Obama ran up a $5 trillion trade deficit during his tenure and then had the nerve to call it, anybody remember, the new norm. The new norm. Losing jobs, losing trade to other countries is the new norm. Then Trump tackled illegal immigration. Actually, he began with that. And Obama twiddled his thumbs or had him up his butt, who knows what. But hordes of illegals wreaked havoc on America's economy and citizens. And Trump promised to tackle this problem head on, and few doubt that he'll do it because he campaigned on building a wall and saying Mexico would pay for it. And ultimately, he's exactly right. So he ran against Barack Obama, and he beat him. He beat him handily. Obama allowed more Muslim terror attacks during his tenure than America had in its entire history. Trump called him out on it. And Obama judges saved Obama's legacy of terror, at least temporarily. So, they're very different on the idea of how much Muslims should have inside of our government. Just telling you folks, why would you want to meet with Barack Obama? What are you going to learn from him? How to win a campaign based on your color? Kamala Harris could go. Cory Booker could go. Kamala Harris didn't go, by the way. Cory Booker did. Who's he going to help? Elizabeth Warren? How to be a fraud? How to be a fake Indian, Liz, and get away with it? How to make sure you hide your records so nobody's ever able to get in your business? Man. Finally, there was much more, but I'm going to just end on the economy and talking about Trump versus Obama. Because Obama saved Obama's fake economy. And remember, during Trump's campaign, Obama challenged the man whose name he said he wouldn't mention, the key carrier in America. They all promised stuff, he said. They all promised something. Yeah. Hey, what's he going to do? He doesn't have a magic wand. And Trump responded, and not only did he keep carrier, but he added over 200,000 more manufacturing jobs. And just to put them in comparison, Donald Trump has added almost what? It's well over 2 million jobs in the first 500 days. Barack Obama lost 5 million total count in his first 500 days. Man, Trump added 200,000 manufacturing jobs in his first year. It's actually more than that now. And in stark contrast, Barack Obama lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs in his last year. And all I can tell you is, Barack Obama's acting like this economy's his when he told us that was the new norm. Now, leftists pretend not to know these facts. Then they pretend care about Barack Obama's opinion. That's because none of them will publicly admit that Obama is dead politically. And if he's not completely dead, as the saying goes, he's got one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel. Now, how many of these same people asking Obama for advice ask Obama to campaign for him back in 2014, back in 2010? Do you remember those? The midterm carnage of 2010 when the House went to the Republicans? And the repeat of that carnage in 2014 when the Senate went to the Republicans? And has anybody put the calculus on the 1,080 Democrat seats lost during the era of Obama? And they're asking him for advice? But those kind of numbers, people, let me tell you. The only thing they could be looking for is what not to do. Obama rode a wave of popularity based solely on being the first, and get this is the key word, electable black for the Democrats. And he promptly squandered it. Now, imagine how invested in a loser you have to be in order to overlook losing the House, the Senate, and the presidency in your tenure. Then, watching as a truly conservative Supreme Court justice is appointed, and likely two others during President Trump's tenure. How much of a bonehead do you have to be? But they say they're meeting with him. And here's who's met with him. Senator Bernie Sanders, who may be a front runner if he just changes his title to Democrat, because he can't run as an independent or a Democratic socialist. The DNC made sure of that. Elizabeth Warren, we talked about her. She's learned how to be a fraud. Joe Biden, the front runner, by the way, to the presidency for the Democrats. Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts. Let's just say he could be Barack Obama's boyfriend. Cory Booker, New Jersey senator. Former New Orleans mayor Mitch Landrieu. Los Angeles mayor Eric Garcetti. South Bend, Indiana mayor Peter Buttigieg. Former Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander, and former Attorney General Eric Holder.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.